Gentle listeners, hello, and welcome to another installment of K-Chung Radio's The Talking Show. My name is Steve Cato, and I'm here in the studio with Nicholas Miller.
That's right. Hey, Steve. It's good to see you, as always, here on The Talking Show.
That's right. That's right, Nicholas. And we are very lucky to have with us all the way from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, a friend of mine from my hometown.
Toronto.
Mr. Mark Connery.
Welcome, Mark.
Mark is an experimental writer and illustrator. He's been published all over the place. And beyond that, though, he's a really special guy. He works with children. He's from Etobicoke, which is a part of Toronto. And there are a few things in this talk Mark's going to give that maybe you, as a non-Torontonian, wouldn't know about. So I thought, just to sort of interface or introduce Mark, I would explain that, you know, Mark is from the part of Toronto where Toronto's now infamous mayor, Rob Ford, who was apparently seen smoking crack and said all these outrageous things. It's the part of Toronto that he is from and that he represents. So Mark is from that neighborhood, and that neighborhood has some pretty glaring juxtapositions in it. There is some extremely fancy parts of Etobicoke, and then there are pretty rough parts of Etobicoke, and they're not so far away from each other. So those are some things to think about that maybe when you hear them come up, you won't be confused. And another thing is that there is a radio station in Toronto called CKLN that is or was nothing like K-Chung Radio. So there's a little bit of contextual information there. What do you think of that, Nicholas?
I think that's fine, Steve. I mean, even earlier tonight when you and Mark and myself were all at that great noodle bar in Little Tokyo, whose name I can never remember, and when I can't remember it, I cannot pronounce it. When you guys were kind of jiving or waiting for the food, you know, the lines there are always so ridiculous, and like the noodles are pretty good, but it's seldom worth the line. Anyway, when you guys were jiving while we were in line, I had no idea what you're talking about. I mean, all this Toronto slang made no sense to me.
Well, alrighty then. So, ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Mark Connery.
Thank you. and lava cards in. Heavy on the wrist. Keep my eyes ring. Charlie, we bring.
Yeah, that's a small thing. COD. Part par 3. Could be sick. Sit my car sick.
Heavy on the wrist.
MikeRizzy.com.
Right now, niggas watch as well as silicone steam.
Giving no mean, I fill my mind up with zanies. I drink away the pain. Pain. My cellular phone rang. That's something. To love you, Danny, more than living itself. Even though my friends tell me she ain't good for my health. When I would fuck with Tango Pay. Tango Pay introduced me to a first cousin, Gold. That last name was Lingus and the first name, O. But Gold couldn't.
Even my dick is hard. I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the side until the day I die. I'm gonna recognize that this game can be hard. Long as you go with me, we are. Here by the side of which we're
shining. I used to be in love with this bitch named me and Jay. Don't fuck with her no more, now I fuck with Tango Ray. Tango Ray introduced me to her first cousin, Gold. Last name was Lingus and the first name, O. But Gold couldn't take the dick, it made me lazy. We split apart and now I met this new trick, Zany. Not me and Zany, we've been together ever since. Our love combines to form a science. What is this? I bust a cherry. Took a virginity in 91. Now that she's open, everybody wanna tap something. Go get your own, don't make me have to fucking clap something. I love my shorty more than life, now ain't that. To love you, Danny, more than living itself. Even though my friends tell me she ain't good for my health. When I go pick her up, they tell me put her back on the shelf. They say your piece, she only wants you for one thing, that's your wealth. But I don't pay attention, cause she's my baby, the Danny. You know she drive me crazy, she's my number one lady. Met her back in 89, now she's 22, acting like she's 40. She said, all I need is a man to support me. Besides, you from the 41st side of things. And Queensbridge niggas be acting like they kings. Pushing Lexuses, wearing fat diamond rings. My cellular phone rang supreme, international, think rational. The 12th Street crew move back when we come through. Come through, come through. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my brain up with zany and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my mind up with liquor and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's losing its brain. I fill my brain up with liquor and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my mind up with zany and drink away the pain. Pain.
Tommy Hill was my nigga, and others couldn't figure how me and Hill figure used to move through with vigor. Had to sit and plan on how to make these seven figures. Said the Brinks is coming through at Fashion Avenue at Tuesday at 2. Now we got a former crew of motherfuckers who ain't going out like sucker. Told me call Kanai and all my other brothers. I told my sister Walker, who was the smoothest talker, negotiate the deal with the mother money stalkers. Diesel drove the Beamer, the hatchback of course. Nautica or navigate to keep us on course. Hold those acting bolo, trying to say he the boss. I said, shut the fuck up. The kid is out with the loose act. Got a big trade pam. Bitch is just a shoe bat. Tim is on the roof with the 12-gauge rifle. Scope is on the top, so you know he live in Eiffel. Took the aim of Oswald. Caught him north in the face. All them other kids, they had their tools aimed to space. Levi had the snub, so you know they getting laced. Donna Cameron was crying, cause man shells was flying. Damn, all we want is a piece of the pot. And Nike scooped the stats, cause he moves like air. Threw them shits up in the trunk, now we up out here. Got back to the mansion to divvy up the paper. Helly Hansen was the brain of the whole entire caper, so she felt it was right for her to get the whole slice. Everybody in the crew didn't think it was nice. I guess not, and guess was hot. So guess what?
What?
Guess took the jigger and jigged it in the gut. Hey,
thank you.
Thank you. tune I've picked is an album track off Kid Cudi's second album, called The Man on the Moon 2, The Legend of Mr. AJ. It starts off with a sort of hypnotic, melancholy feel to it as he sings, "I'm off on an adventure. This is for all the kids like me." The lyrics are about watching birds fly, and it'll resonate with anyone that smokes too much who's sat there feeling like a spectator as life unfolds around them. He's the introverted hermit who's out of his comfort zone and sort of an example to follow, offering some hope for those who relate to him. So it's not all just doom and gloom. I love the haziness of it. It feels like all the old drugs, sonically and lyrically, perfectly encapsulating that mindset. And when I listen to it, it makes me feel like I'm in some sort of subterranean underground bunker, but I'm looking up at the stars. It's an absolute hell tune.
I'm off on the adventure.
We're good. This is dedicated to all the kids like me. Wherever you are.
On the ground, you wanna be one of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, Mark, that was something for sure. Definitely something.
Yeah, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So, what did you think of that, Nicholas?
Oh, wow. I thought it was excellent. One of the most excellent talking show guests we've had. I mean, to be frank, you know me, Steve. I don't like it when our guests use music. It's just not my thing, music. But I thought Mark did it really well and very intelligently, and it provided a kind of aesthetic unity to the whole experience. There was even that bit that I'm pretty sure was a reference to Battlestar Galactica, the show, where he talked about toasters turning back into robots. Maybe that was just me extrapolating, but I thought it was really funny, you know, because a lot of the writing's geared towards young children, it would seem, and there's no way that kids of that age were watching Battlestar. I mean, I wasn't even watching Battlestar when it came out. I only recently watched it on Netflix, and it's just, what? No, come on. Mark's nodding through the studio window, like, kids were watching Battlestar. Whatever, man. Either way, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it did get a little local sometimes, but I think there's something really amazing about the way Mark does talking, the way he reads from his work, things like that. I think it's very, very unique.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And I apologize. I didn't mean for you to think that I think that Battlestar's a Torontonian thing. I wasn't trying to make that illusion. I thought it was funny. But no, I think he handled a sense of place very, very well. And in the most earnest and genuine sense, I can say I felt like I was there, Mark. I felt it.
Okay, so we're nearing the end of our hour here. Great job, Mark Connery. Great job, Nicholas Miller.
Thank you.
And, well, high pass, Steve Cato. Why not?
Yeah. I'll
just give myself that.
I mean, they hand them out anyway.
Just for me.
Yeah, they just hand them out.
That's right. I'm Steve Cato.
Nicholas Miller here.
That's right. That's Nicholas Miller. Mark Connery is over there. And that's been the talking show for another Wednesday night. Treat each other good, people. We'll see you all next week on The Talking Show.
Good night.